This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome into the Divas Dish Podcast. I am Cherie Taylor, the Midday Diva of Magic, along with our weekend diva, Miss Elise Riley. And as we told you on our last podcast, it actually went up on Friday, but we recorded it late on Thursday. We told you we'll be talking Super Bowl and commercials and everything over the weekend. On the phone with us, our honorary diva for the day, Miss Tara Walpert-Levy with Google. Are you well rested after last night? Or are you just, everyone was singing the praises of all the commercials. And we're going to talk about that after the Super Bowl. Let's get started. Break it down how you see it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be a diva for the day.
I know. We need to send you a crown or something.
I love it. Thank you. That would be fantastic. If not, I'll have one of my young sons make one.
Perfect.
And yes, it was an exciting day. And I think in particular, one of the things we love about the Super Bowl is that it really is one of those few moments that just brings everyone together and everyone is very engaged, whether it's about the game or the ads, or in most cases, both. And so we just enjoy being part of everyone's game day experience. Now, I will say, as it relates to the ads, there's enough interest in them that we actually made a hub that you can find all of the ads at youtube.com/adblitz in case you want to see one you missed or rewatch one you liked, or really just track where the view counts are going so you can see what other people think.
I know you have to tell us what Google's favorite is, but what is Tara's favorite one from the Super Bowl?
Oh, I don't know that I could pick a favorite. I feel very lucky that this year there were a great group of ads. You know, it's been somewhat variable year over year, and I don't know about you all, but I thought this selection was very good, and it was interesting because while I actually really like both the funny ads and the more powerful, touching, and meaningful ones,
yes.
And you could see that split in viewership where it was pretty well-rounded leading up to game day. What you saw on game day was particular interest in a laugh, right? And if you think about what people were doing, they're at parties, they're with friends, they're sharing, et cetera, it makes sense. They wanted a little lighter, a little more humorous. And so if I look at the top most viewed ads, all of them fall under comedy. So the top one, as an example, was Amazon with the Before Alexa campaign.
Love it.
You remember that one?
Yes, I
love
it
already.
Yes.
It was great. Right? It was super funny. And then followed by Facebook was at number two with Ready to Rock. And then some more traditional Super Bowl advertisers. We had Jeep at number three with Groundhog Day and Bill Murray.
My favorite.
Right? Yes. So good and so appropriate to the date. And I will say one of my favorites, and it's probably in part because I'm from Boston, was number four, which was the Hyundai ad, the Smartpak.
Smartpak. Go have some chat about the harbor.
You go wrong. Exactly. I mean, I also can't park, so that ad appealed to me on many dimensions.
Elise is over there shaking her head going, yep, that's me too. Absolutely. So let's talk about, there was one, because you, like you said, everyone was waiting for the funny ones, and they were like, give me more. And then the Google one came on and ripped my heart out. It was beautiful. It was so beautiful. So well done, Google. Well done.
Well, we appreciate it. It really meant a lot to us, and we've been thrilled with the reception. I think people feel touched, and I think just heard what we were trying to say in terms of being very real and about people and about, you know, how we try to help them in their everyday lives. I think, though, this is what will be interesting because many brands, I thought, scored with powerful ads. And I think we typically see the viewership is almost as strong, if not as strong, today, day after game, as during the game itself. And then it continues at a pretty high volume for usually up to about a week after the game. And so that's not only great for brands, it's fun for those of us who watch just to see, in particular, while you might not have been like, hey, let's watch that Google ad again right now at my party, I suspect for that ad and others like it, and again, there were several, I thought the Microsoft ad was very powerful too, I suspect we're going to see a lot of engagement with all sorts of content as the day and week progress.
Absolutely. Everybody wants to share this. That was the one that ripped my heart out. And it was in a good way because it gets into your feelings. You get all in your feels, as they say.
We were feeling it, and I'm glad we were able to share it.
Absolutely. All right, so let's break down the big one everyone's talking about because Elise gets in here before me. She produces our morning show, so she's in here right after 6 o'clock, and she's giving me the blow-by-blow via text of what everybody in the building is saying about the halftime show. How well was that received? I thought it was wonderful, and we had so many people on different sides of the fence with it.
Yeah, I thought it was fabulous, too, and interestingly, we didn't get enough searches on sort of judgment, as I've sort of seen that playing out in social media. But what did pop that I thought was interesting was in the top 5 questions was a much more basic question, which was, who's performing? And I thought that was fascinating because originally I thought, well, are they people who aren't watching the game? And then I realized with the numbers, it couldn't just be that. And so I think it's actually a great reminder that even if you are as big a brand as Shakira and J-Lo, and I mean, how much bigger does it get? There's still always an opportunity to reach more people, to connect with more people, and to drive awareness and engagement. And I think that is a big part of why so many of the advertisers participate in this moment, because you are really getting a shot at one of the broadest swaths of people in a moment that means something to them.
Absolutely, because you're getting people that necessarily they don't watch football, but they watch it for the commercials and they watch it for the performances. And like Elise was saying via text, I'll just break it down what she was saying. It's like, these people, come on, what did you expect? And somebody in our building said, oh, well, there needed to be a disclaimer because of all the shaking. So he sent his kids, young kids, out of the room while watching it. And Elise said, what was it you said, Elise?
It's J-Lo and Shakira. What did you expect?
I know. They're going to shake it. Come on. It was fun. There was nothing pornographic. There was nothing graphic. And I saw people even commenting that Adam Levine the year before was performing sweaty and shirtless, and nobody seemed to complain about that.
Well, let's put it this way. Whatever you thought of it, I bet it's going to get a lot of engagement online today.
Exactly. And I love the people pouring in with their opinions and, of course, on our social media feed on the station as well as our personal. Because some of my friends have, like, commented on things that I'm like, well, I'm learning about a new side of you. I would never have thought that would come out of your mouth. Okay. And, of course, you had one person going, this is the time I'm praying for a wardrobe malfunction, and it never happened.
So, oh, my goodness.
That was funny, and, you know, that was lighthearted compared to some of the other comments we were seeing.
All right,
how well-received was it when the Chiefs actually won the first time in 50 years?
Well, that was the other thing I thought was interesting, because if you looked at the top trending questions during the game, a lot of them were things you'd expect, right? What's the score? Who's winning? Et cetera, et cetera. But one of the questions that I had not seen as often in past games was actually the question of how many Super Bowls have the Chiefs won? And I think, to your point, that was exactly because this was the first time in 50 years, and a lot of people simply didn't know. Had they ever won? Had they won multiple times? And so we saw that, which I thought was interesting. And I will say, in particular in South Carolina, you all were searching the 49ers way more than the Chiefs before the game. Ooh. And we did see that flip during the game where all of a sudden people were like, hey, wait a minute. We saw the Chiefs searches spike.
You are talking to two people without a dog in the fight. I'm an Eagles fan, and Elise, my friend over there, is?
Yes, Green Bay Packers all the way.
And so the 49ers knocked her out, and so she's like, I don't care what happens. I just want the 49ers not to win.
We have our local guy, though, Debo Samuel. He was in, you know, he was one of the high-profile players for the 49ers, so I think that probably has something to do with it.
Yeah.
He's a hometown boy.
Yeah, he's from our area. So, of course, that's why they were searching for it. Or and plus, it was also a lot of interest. The very first female coach in the NFL actually going to the Super Bowl, too, all in the same year.
Absolutely.
That's impressive. Well,
I think you saw the female empowerment theme in the ads, and several of them.
Yes, yes.
But, again, I think we're going to see a lot more pickup on that this week. And so, you know, for folks who either want to see the ads or simply watch the rankings, you can definitely continue to check it out at youtube.com/adblitz.
Absolutely. We'll share that on our Facebook page as well as our website.
So much. That's great.
Tara, thank you so much for being here with us. And of course, you did say people were searching the 49ers here. Also, I heard that you could tell us what recipes people were searching.
Ah, yes. Well, and it's interesting because nationwide, folks were looking for buffalo chicken dip. But in South Carolina, you all search most frequently for chili.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that so interesting? I know. I was a little struck by that.
I wonder if it's one of our morning show guys on one of our sister stations, because Elise complains to me constantly that one of the morning show guys comes in here and heats up chili in the microwave all the time. So
chili's very popular.
Well,
apparently.
Remember, it takes a lot of people to make the top ranking, so he must have a lot of friends.
He's very hungry.
Exactly.
All right, Tara, come back anytime. You are welcome to be a diva anytime with us. We appreciate
it. My pleasure. Thank you so much. This was so much fun. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day. And go get some sleep. I know you're tired after looking at all the trends online.
Thank you. All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Elise, we heard from Tara and what was trending. Now, let's see what was trending at your house. You watched the game at home.
We did.
Because you have to get up so early.
We did. We got the game turned on, and then it was like, okay, Ella, time for bed.
Oh, so she missed the halftime show. She missed everything.
She's not a big watcher anyway, but she would have loved the halftime show, and I would have been completely fine with her watching it.
It was fine.
Yeah, I would have been 100% fine. She is 6 years old, and I would have been completely fine if she sat there and watched it. She did not because she was asleep, but had she been in the room, would I have turned it off? No. Other people on social media right now?
Going
not
nuts.
So much.
Going nuts. And it's crazy because I watched it. I was over the weekend, my agent booked me on a TV show. You know, I act, so I have an agent out of Charlotte. So I was in Charlotte all weekend, as I usually am every other weekend or so. So I was up there and I got all set, had a little downtime, went to a dog park with my friend and her dogs. And then we decided to go out and get some wings and watch the game with some other friends. So I'm sitting there just sipping on a Coke, because I was in the right side of Charlotte that did not offer me a Pepsi.
Excellent.
I even refused to watch the Pepsi One commercial. That's so bad. That's so bad on my behalf. I was like, what? You're taking the red off? Oh, it's not a Coca-Cola commercial.
But it's Missy Elliott.
It was Missy Elliott, yeah. But I was like, Missy, I'm judging you. It's not a Coke product.
Yeah, that's true.
As a misdemeanor, Missy.
There you go.
Anyway, watching the game with people at a bar when you're the only one at the table not drinking, interesting, because you hear, okay, the place that we went to in Charlotte was apparently, according to my friend's best friend Marvin, apparently was an Eagles bar. I would have loved it 3 years ago when my Eagles won. He goes, and there were people getting in fights outside and this, that, and the other, and I'm like, that's like Philly on any good day.
Yeah, that sounds great. 3 years ago.
3 years ago, but 3 years ago, I was at home watching it with my kids. I'm like, 3 years ago, my oldest son was part of the little craft commercial when they did the little bits and pieces of your life. Austin was in that. You knew that.
Yep.
So anyway, so he's like, oh, 3 years ago. And this was the game that was kind of ho-hum. Everything else around it was awesome, from the commercials to the halftime show, because the halftime show got people talking. Some people were like offended because they thought they shook their booties too much and they gyrated too much. And there were, okay, let me just point this out, and I'm going to say it as delicately as possible. Some people on social media were saying, I was not expecting crotch grabs from J-Lo. And let me explain to you, as somebody who has a rather round booty herself, me, okay? If you are ever wearing a bathing suit and you feel it slightly move, I guarantee you that's what she was doing, making sure things had not adjusted. And as we are at the beach and we're just slightly adjusting things, politely, not to bring attention to ourselves, we don't have cameras coming at us from every angle. She apparently did. So some people thought she was trying to do a crotch grab. If you look at that, she's not Michael Jackson crotch grabbing herself.
No, she's not. And even if she were,
it's her right to do it.
It's J-Lo and Shakira. What did you expect? I mean, they specifically said, they came out and they said, we are two Latina women. We are the first to ever perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. And we really want to bring.
And they're in Miami.
They're in Miami. They're like, we really want to bring our culture in and we want to celebrate our, you know, the diversities of America. And they said all of this before, in an interview, before the thing even happened.
Yep.
So you knew.
People want a reason to get offended.
They knew. And nobody was upset when Adam Levine was taking his shirt off and dancing sweaty last year.
Oh, nobody was offended.
But then,
nobody.
But now that's not the same.
It's not
saying it's not the same thing.
No, these women are amazing. It's like the week before on our podcast, we mentioned J-Lo stuns everybody, 50-year-old in a leopard print bikini. It's J-Lo. She looks amazing. I think people just want the right to be offended at everything these days. And I'm offended at some of the people put some of the dumb things that they put on social media. Somebody said that they were trying to push an agenda.
Oh, yeah.
For immigration, because at one side, when she was singing Born in the USA, that little clip of Born in the USA, the front part of it looked like the American flag, but the back part was the Puerto Rican flag. And they're like, they're trying to push for immigration. What is wrong with that statement, Elise?
Yeah, that's bless you.
Puerto Rico is a territory of the United States. They are American just like we are.
You can't really immigrate from there, but okay.
Yeah, okay. But I get that. I totally get that. And like you said, the diversity of all of our cultures.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in this day and age, people are offended at everything. I was not offended by the halftime show.
I was not offended. And if I was 50 and then yesterday was Shakira's 43rd birthday.
Yeah.
If I was 50 and 43 and I look like that, by all means, I'd wear the exact same thing and do the exact same thing.
What have I said before? If I look like that, I would go naked through the frozen food counter.
Yeah.
Just walk
like
through there. Just
either one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Either one. I would do it too. So you go. I liked it.
I celebrate it. Good for them. And you know what? It got people talking. And we had people around here going, I wish they would have warned us. Yeah. What?
They did.
They did? Okay. I will say this because I don't think he'll remember saying this, but my friend's friend that I mentioned that was with us in the bar, he commented, why are they singing all their songs from the early 90s? I had to look away and bite my tongue. First of all, they were not singing in the early 90s. You've got your decades wrong, okay? A little bit there. Maybe you're thinking late 90s, early 2000s. But, my friend, they can sing whatever they want because no one, when Aerosmith and Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears sang Walk This Way, no one pointed out that that was in the 80s. And no one had a problem with Britney Spears' tight outfit back then.
Yeah, Beyonce wore something very similar when she did it a few years ago. So, people are so weird. They just want something to complain about. And
I thought the funniest thing is I pointed out with our Divas Dish with Tara that there was some guy goes, you know, everyone else is offended. I'm offended. There were no wardrobe malfunctions.
There were people betting on that. And so they lost money because there was no wardrobe malfunction.
You know what? I was a little offended that the horn section didn't have the unitards, the one-legged unitards like the dancers did.
Well, that would have been fun.
That would have been epic. Anyway, so yeah, I thought the halftime show was great. There are some people, obviously, the beautiful thing about America is we can have our own opinions.
Oh, yeah.
Even if they're wrong.
If you don't like it, turn the channel.
Turn the
a
channel.
A lot of people said they did. Okay.
Okay.
I don't think it mattered much. Like,
yeah.
They didn't
did
care.
You watch the other football game that was on?
Yeah. Did they care? No.
No, wait a minute. I think they're crying. Nope, that's not them crying. That's them going ka-ching and we still made money.
Yeah, they don't seem to mind.
All right, speaking of making money, let's talk about the Super Bowl commercials. We talked about those with Tara, and let's get what your favorite one was, Elise.
My favorite, I liked both of the car ads I really liked. I liked the Jeep one with
and
Bill Murray.
And the Smart Pack.
And the Smart Pack was so funny. Mm-hmm. But it actually was really fun because my husband was like, oh, I didn't know that they were from Boston, you know, that Chris Evans was from Boston and others. And then that made me go, well, are they from Boston? I mean, that could just be using like a fake accent. So I'm like Googling everyone in that commercial.
As you do, because you have to Google everything. During the middle of our podcast, she's usually like, let me fact check that, because I'm going to tell you how you're wrong.
Oh, no. I'm like, let me just make sure we're saying the right thing. And so we're like Googling Chris Evans and John Krasinski and Rachel Dratch. And they are all, in fact, from Boston, in case anybody else was curious. And it was funny. We loved it because we have friends up there that we used to vacation with. And so we love Boston. So
I love the Boston accent. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Colm's like, we could move there and our kids could have Boston accents. And I'm like, no. No.
I almost went to school there. I would have had a Boston accent. So
no, my accent, you don't even, it's bad. When we would vacation with these people and they would come down and they would talk in their Boston accents, I would suddenly, my voice would turn into molasses. It's ridiculous.
Really?
And I don't like that person. I don't like that vocal. That
are you
comes
talking
out.
About you would pull up the Boston habit?
No, my voice would go the most southern.
The most southern?
Disgusting.
How is that possible?
It's awful.
Because when we like summers, we would either go up to Philly or our cousins from Philly would come down here. And it was like they would either try to pick up our accents or we would pick up theirs. I just remember my one cousin, Chrissy, asked somebody something. And then I just remember going, he's going to get his teddy bear. So I just remember, well, I said that all summer. Everything's, he's going to get his teddy bear. No. Not bear, but bear.
My accent would get so thick and so gross.
Were
I
you just like
it.
Overconscious about it? A little self-loathing to be Southern?
They always liked it. They're like, oh, Lisa, such a cute accent. Like, I'm like, no, this is not how I speak. I don't understand why I am this way around you. But
that's so weird. Usually you pick up the accent or the dialect around people you're with.
No, it's
my oldest son, his best friend is British. And so Austin tries to pick up the worst British accent ever.
Oh, I wish.
And Teddy can neutralize his where it sounds very, very American. Not Southern American, but just very straight across basic American.
Well, I took a lot of classes in college on how to make sure that I don't have a specific accent, you know, how to turn it off and turn it back on. And because I did have a very thick Southern accent at one point in my life, and now it's just regular Southern and it's not as gross. But yeah, whenever I'm around people from up north, it does not matter. It's awful.
I usually turn mine on when someone goes, oh, that's so sweet. You're from South Carolina. You sound so Southern. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't. But okay. So I actually mentally choose to make it more annoying and more condescending that way. So
Colin wants to take me up to Green Bay to like see where they used to live and stuff. And I'm like, oh, Lord, no.
Mm-mm.
Like that's just
gonna
be
that's
even
a
worse.
Different world there. That is a different world
yeah,
there.
I'm like, that's gonna be even worse. They're gonna eat me alive. We can't go there.
It's precious.
No. But I enjoyed the Boston accents in the commercial, and so
Yeah, they did a great job with that. That was fun. You know what one did not make the list? The Mick Ultra one.
It
had John Cena and it had Jimmy Fallon. Ended up in the ice bath in the end. And I want the little robots that he was having to tackle, the tackle dummy robots. I want that for my kids. Like anytime that like they're back talking me, just put them up in the backyard and make them run around. And basically it's like a little remote control that you're running. And it's like all these robots coming at them. So I would love to see them like bobbing and weaving, getting away from them. That was kind of fun.
I remember people talking about that one, I think. I don't actually remember actually seeing it.
That was one when we decided, because we left early because I had to get up and drive back to Greenville. So
I may or may not have fallen asleep after halftime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At that point, it was like right after the halftime show. I was total token. I was out. I was done.
I told Colin, I said, I have to make it to the halftime show because I need to be able to see it so we can
talk about it. Yeah.
On the podcast. And I said, most of the good commercials are going to air during halftime. But as soon as the third quarter started, I was like, okay, well, I can check out now.
I don't have a dog in this fight.
Yeah. Mm-mm. It was 10-10. I'm just like, you know, whatever. Either one. Like, I hope the Chiefs can pull it out because, you know, I wanted them to get their first win in 50 years.
And they did.
And so this morning I woke up, checked social media. Oh, Chiefs won. Excellent.
I found nothing about the game exciting.
No, like.
I was like,
I was glad.
I mean, I like Patrick Mahomes because he's pretty.
We had some of our Clemson boys play. And so I enjoyed getting to see Sammy Watkins get some of the really awesome receptions. I enjoyed getting to see Breland get his interception. I actually saw that happen. I wasn't into the game. It would have been 100% different if the Green Bay Packers had won last week and were in the game. Mm-hmm. But Nah.
I checked out as soon as my Eagles lost. I was like, bleh.
Yeah, I saw halftime, saw some of the commercials. There's a couple on this list that I don't remember seeing at all.
I know some of them I'm looking at, I'm like, okay, yeah, I remember briefly watching the John Legend one, and then I think I went to the restroom at some point
during that one. I think that's the last one I remember.
And I did see the one with, as you mentioned, Missy Misdemeanor, the one going from the red, obviously, mm-hmm. being Coke and busting through and becoming Pepsi One.
Yeah, I remember that one, because I saw that one, because they did Paint It Black was the song mm-hmm. in that, so I liked that. I don't remember T-Mobile. Anthony Anderson was in that one. I don't remember that one at all. The Quibi, I think that's how you say it. I don't remember that one.
Uh-huh. I don't either. And yeah, it's just kind of like you're looking at him. You're like, I think I saw that one. The Jeep one was brilliant.
Yes.
And the one that freaked us both out.
Yes.
Jason Momoa walks in. I'm like, all right, this is going to be good. Oh, it looks like he's going to take off his shirt. Oh, I'm not offended by Jason Momoa taking off his shirt.
By all means.
And then he like pulls off his layers of his abs.
Yeah, and pulls his arms off to where it's like these skinny arms.
I know, and it looks like you brought up Chris Evans earlier. Chris Evans in the first Captain America. At the beginning, before he's all pumped up, they actually did the same imaging where he's all like scrawny, but it's his head floating on top of this body. So his head, Jason Momoa's head, looked huge on this body. Then he sits down, and the most offensive thing happens. He pulls his hair off. Mm-hmm. Oh, why?
And then he's like playing a guitar and looking at you all, looking at the camera like all creepy. And then it cuts back to his wife and she's trying to help him like lift weights, but it's barely any. And I'm like, this is not okay.
This is not okay. In any planet, that is not okay. I know it was trying to be funny. It was not okay.
It wasn't. It frightened me.
So the number one funny one that everyone's talking about is what do we do before Alexa? And I don't remember because I have my Alexa around the house and my son also has an Alexa. So we go from room to room going, Alexa, set a timer for this. Alexa, set a timer for that. But when I'm at my friend's house in Charlotte, so I'm going through. She always jokes because I'm always up there working. She always jokes, I always keep your room ready for you. So I walk in my room. I'm looking for something. I'm like, Alexa, set a timer for. And then I realize my Alexa's at home.
Oh,
bless. How did I get along without Alexa, and how did I know I needed this commercial?
Yeah, the commercial was really funny. With
but
Ellen
do you
DeGeneres
travel with your Alexa?
That's no.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, I wonder if I should start doing that because I miss my Alexa when I'm not there.
It would be easy to travel with.
It would be nice if I could like have my Alexa talk to my cats. Alexa, play this song for my cats at this time or my dog at this time.
Well, you can use the app on your phone to do that.
Yeah, I do have the app through the cameras.
I play Magic for Sookie all day.
Awesome.
And like, especially on the weekends, like when I'm actually on the air, then at least she's at home listening to me talk.
Oh, that's mom. Well, my cats know my voice and they know it's coming from the camera. And so they will get up on the desk and like look in the camera. As in, you've seen it many times. Oh, I'm like, look, which cat is that? Oh, that's Johnny. Because all of a sudden you see the whiskers. And then it's Pony Boy because Pony starts licking the camera because he's a freak.
Oh, yeah, he is a freak.
He's a freak. So, okay, the before Alexa one gives us a blast from the past, answering the question, what do we do before Alexa? Medieval theme, people cover everything from the temperature to news to jokes, all featuring Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi. And of course, it's so, so dang funny because there's like the guy on the Oregon Trail going, play my favorite song, and he's breathing into a jug.
Yeah.
And at the end, you see what the song is. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, okay.
And they're hilarious anyway, and I love seeing them play off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I liked it. It's number one, probably well earned. It was
number one funny, but yeah, the number one hilarious one in my book, because I've always loved Groundhog Day, is the Jeep one with Bill Murray.
Yeah, that one's the Jeep Gladiator.
That's pretty awesome. And it is orange, too. So,
he's like going out and having all these different adventures with the little groundhog. He's precious.
Oh, and the groundhog's like in a little baby papoose. I love that.
Yeah, that one's actually really good. I like that one.
That was a really good one. That one's my favorite funny one. And the one that is my favorite sappy sentimental one that gets you right here in the heart was the Google one.
Oh, Lord,
Loretta,
yes.
That killed me. It's 1 minute and 31 seconds of I'm about to bawl my eyes out. Please look away. Please do not look at my sadness.
Colin was playing something on his phone, and he's like, are you okay? I'm like, do you not hear this? Like, this is the saddest mm-hmm. thing I've ever heard in my life. Oh, my gosh. It was so good.
That's when you go, honey, you got to promise me if anything ever happens to me, you talk to Google. You tell Google about me.
Yes, you tell Google to remember things about me.
Google will remember our story. I mean, sometimes Facebook will bring up stuff like, hey, do you remember such and such years ago when you were dating this person? And blah, blah. No, I don't want to see that Facebook. But the Google thing, I think I'm good with that.
Yeah, that was precious. It was like this little old man, and he's asking Google, you know, to show him pictures of Loretta, who, you know, you know is his wife. And, oh, it's so good. And he's like, remember that this, and remember she hates my mustache, and it's precious.
And then it goes back, on this day you told me Loretta always said tickled pink, and Loretta said this, and Loretta did this, and her favorite food to make was this. Oh, my gosh, it's precious. Now, I wonder inversely, because here I am playing devil's advocate on this. You go through a bad breakup. You want Google to remind you of all the reasons you should never be with this person again. You think?
Oh, I'm sure. Google probably has all kinds of lists.
Oh, my gosh.
Our Alexa has lists. Like, Ella will randomly put people on the naughty list. And
no
so
way.
Our Alexa has a naughty list that it has people's names on it.
And do you have to I need to find out about that, because I need to put Charlotte daily on the naughty list.
Yeah, Ella will be like, Alexa, put mommy on the naughty list. And then she'll be like, I have put mommy on the list called naughty. And then, like, it's bad.
I am so going to do that from now on.
Yeah, it's real. There's one.
I'm going to be like, Alexa, put Austin in timeout. Austin used to hate going to timeout so bad. Did I ever tell you the story? When he started in a new preschool, it was 3K. And Miss Cindy was his teacher. She was the sweetest lady. So his first day there, they knew me because I did pictures for, I think I may have told you this before. I did pictures for the school and everything like that. And I did a lot of volunteer work for the school. And my cousin was on the board of directors of that school. So Austin goes there. The director, Teddy, calls me and goes, you might need to have a talk with Austin when he gets home, because he had a little skirmish with Miss Cindy. I'm like, how can you have a skirmish with Miss Cindy? She's the sweetest lady. And she goes, we'll talk about it when you come to pick him up. So I came to pick him up. Here's what happened. Miss Cindy was trying to get him to calm down. Austin is a hyper child, and he's gotten better with age, but obviously at three, he was like a little rubber band going around the room. She was trying to get him to calm down, and she told him he needed to calm down or he was going to go in timeout. He didn't listen, so she had to put him in timeout, and he said, I'm not going in timeout. I'm not being bad. You go in timeout.
Jeez. All right. All right.
So, yeah, Austin hated timeout because he hated sitting still. So that was the worst thing you could do to him. So if you used to say you're going to the naughty step or you're going to timeout, that would just make him go, okay, I'm going to act right. But that day he decided he was going to make the teacher go in timeout instead of him, who was the sweetest lady ever. I'm still embarrassed when I think about that. So, yeah, I should go. Like, if they're not acting right or not doing what they should, Alexa, put Bennett on the naughty list. Put Austin on the naughty list.
Oh, yeah. We have a nice list, too. But
So what do you get for the... Is this just you, Alexa, read back the nice list to me?
Yeah, sometimes. They're Ella's, so they... I don't know. I don't even really know who all's on it, but she does put people on them. I hear Alexa say it every now and then. She'll be like, oh, put Midnight on the naughty list. Midnight's our cat. And apparently Midnight did something to Ella that day, and she didn't appreciate it. So now Midnight's on the naughty list.
Oh, that would be funny if you say, Alexa, please tell me who's on the naughty list. Well, on this day, I put blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that we know that
I wouldn't have to keep a star
chart.
I wouldn't have to keep a star chart. I could just say, for the week of this, tell me how many times they did what they're supposed to do versus times they did not do.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we do that for a week and we do a little social media thing on it, okay?
I had to pull up my Alexa app because now I'm curious as to if you can see it. Yeah, my list, nice and naughty.
I need to do that. I never look at my Alexa list. I just tell my Alexa to set to... I'm rude to my Alexa. Maybe I should take a gift to my Alexa, like an homage or praise and lay it at the altar of Alexa.
Our naughty list is Daddy, Mommy, and Midnight.
Never Ella. Interesting.
There's no one on... Well, it's supposed to be Sookie. It says Sookie, but Alexa can't, obviously doesn't know Sookie. So Sookie's on the nice list, the dog. Yeah.
I love that Ella's not put herself on any list.
No. Heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid.
But now that I know you can do memories on Google, I assume Alexa has something similar. So,
you know what? We're going to have to Google that. Yeah. We're going to have to Google if Alexa can do that for us. If not, we got to go get a Google Home.
Which is fine. The radio.com also works on Google Home.
Yeah, absolutely. As well as it also works the Apple, what is it, Siri Home or whatever. My ex-husband has that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have that one.
Apple has one. Yeah. All right. So on the Divas Dish tomorrow, actually, we'll take a break because it's Tuesday where we go tape Wet Nose Wednesday, which still confuses people to this day of the fact that we tape Wet Nose Wednesday on Tuesday. Let me explain something. It's not a live feed. You have to tape it, edit it, get it ready to produce, and then put it up on Wednesday. So that's why we do it on Tuesday. Everyone questions me about it, as well as our PA Austin, about why are you doing that on Tuesday when it's called Wet Nose Wednesday.
I don't understand why this is a hard time. Like, that's not a hard thing to understand.
I know, that's fine. Everybody always says, but it's Tuesday. Why are you doing Wet Nose? We're not doing it. We're taping it. It's not hard. Do you think Martin Scorsese, like, premieres the movie on the same day he shoots it? I'm not comparing myself to Martin Scorsese, but come on, it's an idea.
It takes time to edit these
things.
Speaking
of which, the commercial with Scorsese and Jonah Hill at first, I did not realize that was Jonah Hill.
He does that. He, like, randomly cannot look like himself, and then randomly all of a sudden he gains 300 pounds, and you're like, oh, that's Jonah Hill.
And that's Jonah Hill. And Jonah, this was the Coke energy drink commercial, okay? So yeah. If you saw that one, because it's like I didn't think about that until I said, oh, wait a minute. But yeah, so Scorsese's waiting for Jonah Hill, and Jonah Hill is doing what I hate. We call it the corn popping. When you see the corn popping in someone's text, and they're just, you've got the three little dots, and then the chat bubble, and then you're just hanging there, that drives me nuts.
Yep, I hate that too.
I'm like, really? Can't you just say even a simple K or a thumbs up, which are the two things that I hate the most in text? When someone gives me a thumbs up or a K, I lose it. I'm like, really?
Yeah, it drives me nuts.
You couldn't be more original that you couldn't put okay or sure or that's good or even a smiley face. Thumbs up makes my head blow up. Don't like thumbs up.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I hate it too.
Hate thumbs up, hate the K. What do you hate tomorrow on Divas Dish Podcast? We're going to air the grievances. We're not going to wait for Festivus this year. We're going to air our grievances tomorrow on the Divas Dish Podcast. Thanks for joining us. And, of course, we want to hear what your favorite things were from the big game. Were they the commercials? Was it the halftime show? Was it the game itself? Or was it, oh, I don't know, the fact that you didn't even watch it? Because there are some people who are like, I didn't watch it. I never watch it. Okay, great. That's why you have Hulu, and that's why you have Netflix. Oddly enough, Hulu had its own commercial as well during the halftime show.
It did.
Mm-hmm. And I saw something, too, because, you know, I'm addicted to Outlander, right? So the new season, I saw on one of the trash magazines as you're checking out at the grocery counter. I saw that they have a wedding coming up for Outlander. Have you gotten into Outlander yet?
Not yet, but literally everyone I know is like, you have to watch this, you have to watch this.
Oh my gosh, so for the longest time, people are like, oh, you got to watch Outlander, you got to watch Outlander. And I was like, yeah, whatever. If someone tells me to watch something so many times, I'm not going to do it. I'm that much of a rebel. But once I started watching it, nothing mattered to me. That was my life, Outlander. And then when I get binged through it and I get out of it, because the last one I saw was, I guess, that season 3 or almost season 4. I can't remember. But they were on the coast. They washed up on the coast of Georgia.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of it. But
it's a time travel thing. It's beautiful.
My grandparents asked me the other night at Ella's birthday party if I had watched Outlander because they had started watching Outlander.
Oh my, your grandparents?
Yeah, I know. That was the same reaction I had.
There's some stuff maybe your grandparents don't need to see in Outlander, or maybe you might need to describe to them.
Nope.
But then again, if they see, if they see Jamie's pecs and Jamie's bottom, okay.
Yeah.
More power to him, because you see all of Jamie at some point in Outlander.
Yeah, Colin said that, they're like, well, if you're going to watch that, then you might as well watch Spartacus, which is what Colin likes, Spartacus. And my grandpa's like, no, I couldn't watch Spartacus. There was too much nudity. And I'm like, well, then buckle up.
Buckle up, buttercup. You have not seen anything yet.
Get ready.
Oh, my gosh. Because not only that, you also see a lot of nudity both sides.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of violence.
Yeah,
a lot of nudity there.
It's like, it's like Game of Thrones. Like, they don't discriminate.
They're equal opportunity offenders.
They are.
And if you're offended, what do you do? You change the channel.
You just change the channel and you don't run to social media and complain about it.
Be a big boy. I think everybody just likes to have their day on social media. Anyway. All right. We will talk to you. Speaking of which, we're going to post this on social media. So go to your favorite social media channel and tell us what you enjoyed about the big game. Thanks for joining us for the Divas Dish.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.